I have a comfortable body at all times. I have a comfortable body at all times. Why do I have a comfortable body at all times? Because that's the way I see my body. I look at my body and I say, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, I love you, I love you, I love you. I look at my body and I say, what a glorious body I have. What a beautiful body I have. And as I look at my body, I claim that every organ, action, and function of my body is fantastic at all times. I maintain a comfortable body by claiming it, and naming it and delighting in it. That's all I ever do, is just delight in this body that I have. I say my body is the temple of the living spirit. My body is wonderful. My body is fantastic. My body is magnificent. My body is my body, and I love it. I love it with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my being. I have a comfortable body at all times. Now, if I were to say to myself that my body was not comfortable at any time, then I would be telling myself a lie. Because the original purity and integrity of my body is comfortable, is ideal, is fantastic, is glorious beyond all imagination. It is beautiful beyond all imagination. It is fantastic. Because that's how I, as God, create my body. That's how you, as God, create your body. That's how all create bodies for themselves. Constantly, wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly, all the time. Now, is this where you stand? Is this where you stand on the gift of life? Is this where I stand on the gift of life? I maintain my comfortable body by claiming it. I walk around and I say, I have a wonderful body. I'm enjoying my body. My body breathes beautifully. My body speaks beautifully. My body digests my foods beautifully. Every organ, action, function of my body is fantastic. I look at my body and I see all of my body resolving itself into the ideal that it is, reflecting from within whatever thought I have about my body. And my body outpictures that in itself. It's an ideal body. It's a wonderful body. It's a fantastic body. And I say this again and again and again, and I know this for myself. I know that my body is the temple of the living spirit. I know that. I know that, and I claim it. I name it, and I claim it, and I accept it, and I live it. And should my body want to ever tell me that it's not perfect, not wonderful, not magnificent, I won't accept that. I immediately say, my body is whole and perfect. Whenever any thought comes into my mind that tells me I am not the ideal body, I immediately stop and say, hey, just a minute there. My body is whole and perfect. My body is wonderful. My body is fantastic. My body is me. And I love it. I love it with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I love my body. And I know my body is the ideal. I know my body is the wonderment of all. My body is who I am. My body is the reality of who I am. I love my body. I respect my body. I claim my body. I delight in my body. And I know my body is who and what I am. And knowing my body is who and what I am, every moment of my life, my body reveals to me what it is that I am. And so I say, I'm whole and perfect. I say, I'm whole and perfect. I just know it clearly. When I take a drive, I say, my car is in divine order. Every organ, action, function of my car is perfect. Good goes from me, good comes to me. I say, my car is a good car. It's a beautiful car. It's a wonderful car. Oh, it is a glorious car. And it is that for me. I call my car an old rattle trap and that it doesn't function well, and it doesn't function well. And is that what I want? Don't want my car not to function well? No, I want my car to function beautifully, perfectly, wonderfully, fantastically, now. And every moment that I drive my car, every moment that I have my car, I have the ideal car. I have the ideal body. I claim this about myself. And as I say these things about myself, I experience them. They are my reality. They are who I am. The more that I bless, the more I am blessed. The more that I am blessed, the more I bless. And I keep blessing, 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 and saying, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. My body is the temple of the living spirit. It is in divine order. It knows what its original perfect, what its original integrity is. It knows. And I'm enjoying that now. I'm claiming that now. I'm naming that now. And that is who I am. And nothing else matters. It is the only meditation in my heart. It is the only meditation in my soul. It's the only meditation in my being. It is who I am. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is to be perfect. How wonderful it is to praise my body constantly, to delight in my body constantly, and see every organ action function, every action or every organ action function of my body functioning perfectly, responding perfectly to what my expectation of it is. I have perfect feet, perfect eyes, perfect nose. Everything about my body is perfect. And I know that, and I claim it, and I am it. I maintain a comfortable body by claiming it every moment of my life. I have a comfortable body at all times. That's my reality. That's who I am. Now, if ever I choose to fall off the wagon, if ever I choose to forget to name and claim and praise my ideal body, my ideal body is like anything else. Through lack of attention, it becomes atrophied and disappears. And that's not my choice. My choice is to have my body vital, dynamic, and alive all of the time. My choice is to have my body a living example of the purity and goodness that I am. My choice is to have my body the reflection of my ideal thoughts about it, at all times, under all circumstances, in all ways, because that's who I am, and I love it. That's all I need to know, is to love my body, to love me, and know that that's the truth about who I am. I have a comfortable body at all times. I live in this comfortable body at all times. I think this comfortable body is a nice body, a good body, a happy body. I maintain a comfortable body by claiming it. I say, I have a comfortable body. I have a wonderful body. I have a glorious body, by claiming it. That's my choice. I delight in every organ, action, and function of my body. And I say to every organ, action, and function of my body, you're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're marvelous. You're glorious. You're good. Oh, you're so wonderful. You're so good. That's what I say to every organ, action, and function of my body, because that's what my expectation is. I can then see it so clearly. For my eye sees whatever my mouth tells me I'm looking at. And if I say I'm looking at goodness, I see goodness. If I say I'm looking at purity, I see purity. If I say I'm looking at wholeness and joy and harmony, I'm looking at wholeness and joy and harmony. Whatever I say, I praise my body constantly, and my body responds as the ideal body. Do that for yourself today. Know that for yourself. Live in that awareness for yourself today, and it is yours. And just tell yourself, as I tell you, every moment of my life, I say to you and to me, I love you. I love you. I love you.